311.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the 311 Radio Show here on VOB 92.9 for yet another Sunday afternoon. Actually, final Sunday, the month of October, today being Sunday, the 30th of October. And today I have some very special guests with me. I am your host, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins. And this afternoon I have with me some guests from the Barbados Fire Academy. I actually have some recruits here with me. I have recruit Andrea Patrick. Good afternoon to you, Andrea.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good. And we have recruit Jamar Hollinsworth as well with us. Good afternoon to you, Jamar.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm not sure what happened to the other three. We had some three young ladies as well. And I've lost them on these. Here they are again. We have recruit Sarah Tate. Good afternoon to you, Sarah.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good. We have recruit Zakela Thomas. I don't want to call these names wrong. Zakela Thomas, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
And we have Adriana Marshall. Recruit Adriana Marshall.
Present, sir.
All right. So everybody's present and ready to go. You know, this program is all about educating the public, not only fire safety, fire life safety, but in terms of the goings-ons within the Barbados Fire Service. And today is no different. I would have mentioned on this program before that we do have some recruits. We do have some recruits in training. Today we have a chance to sit and chat with some of them. We have five of them here, three females and two gentlemen here that we will chat with for the next half an hour or so. So we introduced them. I don't know who wants to go first, or do we have to volunteer somebody? Anybody wants to volunteer to go first? Are you okay, Mr. Patrick? We're going to start with you then. And this would answer a question for the entire panel. When did you start recruiting? When did recruiting start for you guys?
Recruiting began for us on the 15th of June, 2022.
15th of June, 2022, and we are now in the month of October. So how far are you guys? Almost to the end of the road, basically?
Yeah, we're basically on the home stretch.
On the home stretch, he says. On the home stretch.
Pun intended.
So I'm guessing by that you know, it obviously was, you would have started to recruit well into the COVID period, and that would have eliminated the possibility of you going home on weekends or any day for that matter, because I know in previous recruiting batches, some of the recruits would have gone home sometimes on a weekend, sometimes one day, something like that. But you guys would have been recruiting constantly at the Barbados Fire Academy. Am I right?
That's right.
Right. So I'm going to switch to somebody else. Let's go to one of the ladies. One of the ladies can answer this one here. But how was the process leading up to recruiting?
The process was, I would like to say it was a little hectic, because in the beginning process, it was a lot that had to be done. It was a lot that you had to get so that you could be here for this time. And, you know, because COVID and stuff, that's what made everything a little bit more
challenging.
Yeah. But other than that, it's not hectic in a bad way. It was just leading up to now, and just really glad that we're here.
Okay, well said. Because I could understand the challenges that you would have been faced with, because, you know, COVID made it challenging for everybody. You as recruits, your instructors, the entire fire service, the entire country, and the world all over would have experienced some form of discomfort from COVID. In one way or the other. So I completely understand when you said it would have been a bit challenging leading up to the recruiting process, also considering the COVID protocols and all the different things COVID related that were going on at the given time. I know we've relaxed some of that at this point, so I guess it's a little bit less stressful for you as it would have been when you started recruiting, especially considering that, as Patrick mentioned, you're closer to the what was the word? On the home stretch. Let me use the part that you guys are going with. On the home stretch. I want to know from one of you. Let's see what should go with here. Ariana.
sir.
You know, what was the feeling when you got that call or that email that you have these accepted? You know, here's all of the work you would have put in, and you finally got on this assurance now that you're going to be a part of the recruiting process. What was the feeling? I want to hear from a few of you actually on that particular question. So Ariana, I'm going to start with you.
Yes, the feeling for me was overwhelming. It was exceptional. It was like one of the best feelings that I could have possibly have, just knowing that a person from a different background, or, you know, that maybe small in stature, could be accepted to get this great opportunity. And I was so excited. I remember just being a little bit in disbelief. I was like, wait, really? Did it send a mistake? The email by mistake? I was so shocked. Not shocked that I didn't do a good job, but it was just amazing to see. And I just know that through prayers, it was just, for me, it was definitely a blessing from the beginning till now.
That is good to hear. I could see and hear that excitement. You did mention something that I caught on to. You said, you're small in stature, and I have seen you before that you are small in stature. But going on the recent past of the fire service, you, I'm not even sure. Actually, you're probably close to one of the smallest, but I'm not sure the jury's out on that as to if you are the smallest, but you're definitely one of the smaller ones in size. But I'm pretty sure as all of the other persons in this department who are small in stature, that you have a big heart. And that is, you know, I think the key component in a job such as this, in a career such as this, you know, not just the stature, because there are things that a guy at 6'2" or so, places that he or she might not be able to get to, that you would be the perfect size to fit and get to. Because, you know, the dynamic of our job is not only about big and strong, but you also need persons, confined spaces, and so many other things that we do on a day-to-day basis. So don't feel that, you know, you are, because you're small in stature, that, you know, it makes you an exception to the rest, and that you can't function in this department, as I'm sure you will as you finish off your recruiting. Zakayla.
Yes, please.
How was that call, that email? I guess you guys would have gotten the email, correct?
Yes, please.
All right. So when you saw that email, what was the feeling like for you?
For me, it was a bittersweet feeling.
Okay.
It was very bittersweet, because for a while I would have wanted to move on in my career. I always had a love for boats. I know that's why I've written, but I basically always had a love for boats, and I had no idea how it would have tied in. But then when I came into recruiting, I heard that there was going to be the Port Fire Station. So then there was a little plus there for me, or it like peaked my high. In relation to the bitter part, it was like you're moving into something new and you're leaving everything that you know so far, that you would have become accustomed to. You're leaving all of that behind, but it was still necessary so that you can get where it is that you want to go. And so it was a real bittersweet moment for me.
Okay, well, I guess it's going to have a lot of sweets for you, because you did mention the port station. There will be a station in the port quite soon, from my knowledge, from what I've heard. I don't know how soon, but soon enough. And I'm sure that you would be more than excited to be a part of that at some point of your career, you know, going forward, because obviously you said because of your love of boats and so on. And let me hear from you, Sarah Tate. Let's hear from you, Sarah. Recruit Sarah Tate. Hold that for you.
Yes, sir. As someone who wanted to be a fire officer from age 14, when I saw the opportunity being broadcasted, I jumped on it. And then when I applied, I kind of had this feeling, I'm telling myself, I don't think I can get through, but I can keep the faith. And then I had my sister, you know, backing me, and my mom backing me, well, my entire family. And then when I got through, I think it was in December, and I remember it clear as day, because it was in Wilby with my mom and my sis. And I didn't want to look at the email. I saw the email from the Barbados Fire Service, and I didn't want to open it. So then when I open it and I see the acceptance, I literally scream, oh, and they stopped the car. And I was like, what happened? I was like, so he shut down the emails and then start freaking out, and the entire car was shaking. So then we was like, all right, let me grasp this. And basically, I took it as an early Christmas gift on my entire month of December went like thumbs up.
That is good. It's really interesting to hear these experiences, because when you really sit and think about it, you have been chosen from among thousands, literally thousands of applications that come into the department day to day. So, I mean, it is, you are privileged to have been selected from amongst those thousands of persons who would have applied and deserve, shown an interest in becoming a fire officer. We have Mr. Hollingsworth.
Sir.
How is the feeling for you? And I would mention, I don't know if you might walk me through, but you know, whether or not you do, at some point it will be said, yourself and Patrick are two recruits of one a former fire officer and one the current deputy chief. And you know, it must be said, because it only shows that it had to be some form of influence from those who would have passed on before you through this department, who still are in the department, that would have helped motivate you, I'm pretty sure, in some form to become, you know, where you are today. So both of you, from starting with Jamar, you know, how was the feeling when you first got that email?
The feeling for me was one of a sense of relief. As you just mentioned, my father was a past fire officer. However, he never really say openly try to force it on my throat to be a fire officer. But he would just always just from young bring me around the stations, and I always had a good camaraderie with the other fire officers. As you know, we're mostly men and we usually like sports. So I'm a young cricketer, so they always used to find something to talk about when it comes to cricket, and even play cricket with me on the stations, and you know, just encourage me or check on me as years go by. So like I always had that small foundation from young as a fireman. And when I went to my father and told him that I think I want to join the service, for him, I think like he had this big smile on his face, and he said, like, you know, well, he never told me he wanted me to be a fireman, but for me to willingly come to him, and tell him that I want to follow your footsteps, you know, as a father, your son,
probably, yeah,
footsteps, and we're very proud. So when I got the call, sorry, the email, in a sense, relief, because it's a long elimination process building up to the recruiting aspect. So he was the first person that I told. I didn't tell my mother anymore. He was the first person. I could just hear this sense of he being proud, and he was ecstatic for me. And like, that's when the reality really kicked in for me that I'm about to fill the shoes of my father. So it's a lot for me to live up to, and I'm going to have high expectations for me. So like, it was a sense of relief, but then it was a sense of seriousness, you know, like I got to fill my father's shoes. So it's like he got a high reputation. So it's like I got a lot to do, I have a lot to learn, and like a lot to live up. So it's like I'm ready for it, and just wanted to make him proud as always.
That's well said, Jamar. And I'm pretty sure that you are gonna create a legacy of your own, Jamar, in the department. And you know, it would not be necessarily your father's, but it would be Jamar Hollingsworth's legacy to be remembered as he, you know, you go on in your career as a firefighter. Mr. Patrick, last but certainly not least, how was that feeling for you? We believe it or not, time is really flying here, and we don't even have much time. We probably have about 10 to 12 minutes left, so let's go.
Well, like Jamar, for me, it was a feeling of relief. During the entire recruiting process, there was a lot of anxiety. Obviously, due to the COVID situation, a lot of time was passed. There were a lot of delays, at least from my perspective, in terms of the turnaround time between the different phases of recruitment. So there were periods of time where I was nervous that maybe I didn't advance to the next level. I was, like I said, anxious. So when I finally got that email telling me that, congratulations, you know, I have been selected to join the program, I breathed a huge sigh of relief. As you mentioned, firefighting in my blood. So that was always a given for me. It wasn't really a choice, a decision I wanted to do from as long as I knew myself.
Okay.
So as soon as the opportunity presented itself, I took it, I grabbed it, and I ran. I will continue to run. My father has always been my role model, not just as a fire officer, but as a person. And I want to be able to, like you mentioned, set my own path. But he has been a huge inspiration in terms of where I want to go, where I want to head in life.
Well, that's very well said by all of you. One of the things that come out a lot here from each of you, actually, as you spoke, we spoke of prayer. You know, I think it would have been Ariana who said she prayed a lot about it. We spoke about the family connection and that support from the family, which is always vitally important in anything that you take on in life. So you have the prayer aspect, the family. The two guys spoke on the fact that their dads would have been an inspiration to them. And these are things that, you know, sometimes we overlook, but are very important in terms of what we do, what we become, and how we, you know, turn out in life, so to speak. We're going to move on quickly because of time. The process so far, how is recruiting going for you guys? I mean, anybody can answer, feel free. How is it going? Anybody quickly.
I would say, this is Ariana. I got to know
Ariana. I think I know who's who by you. I'm not going to probably remember after the program, but right now I got you guys covered.
I would say the recruiting process is one in a million. It is challenging, yet still it is very exciting. It is a good experience. Is that you learn and you have a lot of knowledge that there is to be gained, because like you said earlier, it's not just about fire suppression. We just don't only fight fires, we do rescues. There's a lot involved that the fire service does for the community in Barbados, and to be given a role or being a career where you have to do so much for the country, there's a lot that you have to learn, a lot of information. And you have to know especially how to deal with people. And I think that working with a lot of people is one of the biggest challenges, yet still it is very delightful in a way, because you learn a lot of things from people with different walks of life, and as well as they learn from you. And you have to have this cohesion, because this is not a job that you can do with one person. It's a job that you need other people. So just to have that cohesion, just to be together as one, and seeing that we have to work as one despite any differences, and in fact you could overcome challenges and differences together, I think that is the best part of recruiting. That's how recruiting is for me.
Okay, right. So is it what you, and anybody else can answer, it does not necessarily have to be Ariana, is it what you expected, or if not, what was the surprise for you? Let's go with Zakela.
Well, initially I came in with, I had no idea what to expect. No idea. I knew it was going to be part of the night, required mental and basically physical toughness. And it's great that it's not only you but yourself. And it does have the opportunity of us not being able to go home, because we created a little family here. So there's always somebody that you have that you can go and you can speak to, or someone that you can depend on, or sometimes I would say, but there's always something or someone there for you. So even when it is that it gets a little bit tough, you always have someone that you can rely on. So that is the highlight of recruiting so far for me.
But that's very good to hear you say, because it piggybacks on what I said a few minutes ago when you guys spoke of the fact that you prayed. You spoke about the fact that you had that family support. The guys spoke about the fact that their fathers would have influenced them. And now to hear you say that, you know, you would have come into recruiting probably. Sometimes you're fortunate to know a few people you're recruiting with. Sometimes you don't know a single person. And to come into an environment with, say, 20 or so persons who you don't have a clue who they are, you have to basically live with them for about 6 months, can be challenging. So it's good to hear you say that you've built that camaraderie, that you've built that team spirit where you guys are, can go to each other and that kind of stuff. And, you know, have somebody to talk to in times when it seems a little dire for you guys. So I'm glad to hear you say that in the few minutes that we have left. What are some, anything that, let's say that, you said that it was, what surprised you though? Because there has to be something that you were not expecting. What surprised you so far in the job so far, in the recruiting process? What you were not expecting that kind of shocked you a bit, if anything?
I would say, agree with Zakela, given that you don't know what to expect coming in, it's like you form a family here, and I honestly didn't expect it to be this way, but everyone here in recruiting is extremely close.
Oh, and that's great. It's great to hear.
And the teamwork and the togetherness is there. So far it's been really good.
Good. So would you say that recruiting has changed the individual that you were when you started the process? Anything has changed for any of you as from that individual who would have started recruiting back then to where you are today? Would you say that something has changed, or what has changed for you? Any major changes that you've seen or felt about yourself or about your colleagues?
Well, I would jump in here and say, mentally, I can say that I've changed. Obviously, coming to a new environment, initial stages, you have the ups and downs. I see things differently. But when you settle in and you realize the bigger picture, you get to understand that it's not about you. It's about the entire picture.
Teamwork.
Everyone else. And as the lady said, it's 20 of us recruits. 15 males, 40 females. I came in here with one sister. Now we have 14 brothers, 5 additional sisters.
Great.
I just said, and we're not just saying this, we're one family. And
yeah, I hear that coming up in the entire interview so far.
Yeah, so like it makes the situation even easier. Being here for 6 months, and yeah, at times it can be hard. You miss home, I miss your friends, but you always got someone to look at the left, someone there to the right, there's someone there. You're always there willing to give an encouraging word. So mentally, I think it gets stronger. And certain situations or certain problems that would have affected me, the initial stages are coming in. You know, I'm able to lap it off and say, well, soon home, soon there. I have someone to help me through here, or I have something that I can do to help me get through it. So it's a blessing. So I would encourage anyone that think that coming to recruiting in something paramilitary or military would be rough and rigged, and change your mindset. Don't listen to a person saying on the outside. Try it before you knock it.
Nice. Very well said. I know you mentioned earlier you're a young cricketer, and I was a cricketer when I was as young as you were. I know. So I heard you just mention your mental toughness improved. So I should expect, you know, if I look to the scores in the future, that I will see some more production because you're mentally stronger than you were when you started, right? And that, that's a side bar, but yes, I definitely agree with you, and I do understand you, Jamar. This is a question I wanted to get out. You did touch on it. You kind of stepped ahead a bit on it because I wanted to ask this question before we go as we about to wrap up, but I think this is one that needs to be asked. You know, as a young person, and this does not have to be you, Jamar, any of you who feel free to answer this one. As a young person, what advice would you give to young persons like yourself who are interested in a career as a firefighter? Anybody who wants to tackle that one?
For me, I would encourage any young person who likes to help, any young person who is interested in developing their character, becoming more disciplined. The fire service, the fire academy has definitely had that impact on me. Before I came in, I was comfortable. And being here, I have been placed in uncomfortable situations where, you know, I had to look at things differently, respond to situations differently than I would as a civilian. And I like the person, and I look forward to the person that I would develop into. It is a very rewarding career. We so far have just dipped our toes in the water. And I mean, I am looking forward to it. I know it will be a taxing job mentally. I know it would be time consuming. I know it will be a very demanding one, but it's also a very rewarding one. Whenever you get the small wins, whether it's exams, practical aspect, you know, it is extremely rewarding and it motivates me to go further. So I would encourage any person my age or even younger who is interested in that type of development, because the fire service has many opportunities, many, many opportunities. I would encourage any person to take it.
Right. Well, very, very, very well said, Andrea Patrick. Recruit Andrea Patrick. I want to say thanks to each and every one of you. It has been a wonderful time having this chat with you guys. I'm pretty sure you guys enjoyed it, even though I'm sure some of you might have been a little nervous about going on air and so on. But you guys have done a wonderful job. I want to say thanks to you, Andrea Patrick, Recruit Jamar Hollingsworth, Sarah Tate, Zakayla Thomas, and Ariana Marshall, the small one. I want to say thanks to all of you for taking time out of your, I know it's a busy process recruiting, so taking time out of your busy recruiting process to spend some time with me and have a chat and let the listeners of Starcom Network, VOB 92.9, hear what is going on in your recruiting process and how is it going for you. Thank you very much for being a part of it, and we look forward to you fulfilling, you know, very good careers as firefighters as the years go on. I wish you the best of luck in the remainder of your recruiting. I hope that, you know, everything goes well for each and every one of you and that you can come out and join the ranks of the Barbados Fire Service and do yourselves, your family, and the entire country proud. I want to say thanks to each and every one of you. Any final words before you guys go? Any final words from anybody? Just quickly. It has to be wrapped up within 30 seconds.
Just want to say that
fire prevention is our intention.
Oh, they're learning. Nice, nice. So for those of you who would have missed any part of the program, you can always catch up on the program via the podcast, the VOB's podcast, which is www.vob929.com, www.vob929.com, or you can see these beautiful faces of some of these recruits and not so beautiful in myself on the Facebook page, VOB92.9 FM, VOB92.9 FM, if you want to catch up on it on the Facebook page and view today's program or any of the other programs that we would have aired or that will be aired in the future. And as the lady said, I wanted you all to join together at the end and say it, as we say at the end of every 311 radio show, over to you.
Fire our intention.
Bye-bye. And have a wonderful week, Barbados. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Protecting life and property.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.